So now, as I saw already, Vasily is preparing something on the screen, and I'm trying to look at Skyler. Skyler, are you here? Okay. For the next talk, I invite you on the scene. Please, welcome Skyler.
Hello, everyone. I could need a minute here. Is it possible to get the speaker view?
Do you know how to do that?
Try that. Yeah, there we go. Okay, now I want to be able to see the speaker view. It's just mirrored, is it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right, so there's not really an easy way to do this. Okay, sorry, it's fine. Hi, everyone. I kind of didn't really know that I was talking until like a day or so ago, and so I'm really honored to be here to get to speak with you, but I'm going to have to wing it because I was going to rely on the speaker notes, and do I even need this? Yeah. Okay, I was going to rely on the speaker notes, and looks like that may not be an option, so thank you. I'm here to talk to you today about pivoting to monetize mobile hyperlocal social gamification by going viral in the cloud. Again, because I got to do this in Denver back in 2011, and now that I've been working for 8 years in the marketing department, I've learned a few things that I wanted to come back and share with you. Of course, the first thing, possibly the most important, is babies. And the reason why, of course, is because nobody wants to look at XML, to paraphrase Jody Garnett. From his keynote, it is a sign of the times. It's a sign of how things have changed. That actually, apparently, nobody in the OGC wants you to look at XML. And now we live in a world where GRASS.GIS has a REST interface. Things have changed, right? So pivoting to monetize mobile hyperlocal social gamification by going viral in the cloud. What has become of that in the last 8 years? Well, let's see. It's mobile hyperlocal social. Oh, no. No, wait. The mobile hyperlocal social gamification going viral. No. Really? That's what we got? Seriously? 50 years ago last month, we sent three people to the moon and brought them back safely. And if we sent them today, Buzz Aldrin would be like, Neil, can we pull over? I want to go to the Pokestop. Right? It's like this. We're living in a Star Trek episode and not a good one. Right? And it's like... we can do better. Surely we can do better. So let's take this apart. Maybe we can come up with something that's a little bit more satisfying. Pivoting to monetize mobile hyperlocal social gamification by going viral in the cloud. Well, we'll just get rid of gamification. I think we're done with that. I was in Alabama in 2012 looking for the conference, and I couldn't find it, so we're going to throw this away. Social... ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, I think that the Bucharest Local Organizing Committee has taught us how to do social. And so we're... round of applause for them, right? So I'm just going to cross that off. We're done. We've done that. So let's see. What's left? So going viral. I want to talk about going viral for a minute, because I did touch on this in my last talk. You may recall that I mentioned... cholera mapping of a cholera epidemic in London in the 19th century. It was by this guy. Does anyone remember his name? So, interesting thing we've discovered. He knows nothing. Fortunately, we do have somebody in our community who knows about going viral, and that is, of course, the president of OSGO, Maria Arias, who very helpfully provided me with this cat slide. Thank you. For all of the work that you do, and also the cat slides. I think going viral, we've handled that. I heard that this, I know I work in marketing, right? But I heard that this was a conference about geographic information systems. So I guess that means we can keep hyperlocal, right? So we've got that, we'll hang on to that. You may recall, 8 years ago, I predicted that by 2012, just by the next year, over 185% of all data would be geographic. And in fact, as you can see from this graph, not only did that prove to be the case, but the trend, in fact, has continued, right? So your software may be useless, but, I mean, we really hit the knee of the curve here. So It's a we could call it data. We could call it maybe a big data. Yeah, you with me? So we're pivoting to monetize hyperlocal big data. This is starting to, we're coming back here. I think we can recover from this, right? Okay, so, marketing. I don't have my notes. So I'm literally like, I have as much idea of what is on the next slide as you do. So it's going to be a fun ride. Marketing, right? Yeah, so this is it, right? So 8 years in the marketing department, and I want to talk about what marketing means, because it turns out you can actually learn interesting things. Marketing, according to a definition that I just came up with on my own, is exchanging products and services in a market, right? And the reason why this is important, lest I skip ahead, is that you are participating in a market right now, right? OSGeo is a market, and you may not think of it as a market, but the reason that it is a market is because you're going to die someday. I realize this got dark real quick, so I'm gonna show you some puppies while I explain what I mean. Life is short, right? Like, we only have the money, monetization comes and it goes, right? But the one thing that all of us only have in finite supply is the number of hours that we spend on this earth. And it's not given to us to know how many we get. So we get to spend that time very carefully. And so we have to make choices about what we value and how we choose to exchange the time that we have for things that we value. And what is the next slide? Oh, right. OSGeo, right? Is there are so many projects. I mean, you saw there's like a queue out the door of people coming to talk about their projects. And God bless, some of us were like, it's fine, thanks. You know. Because there's actually so much activity going on in this community that it really becomes a market, right? It's a marketplace of ideas. It's a marketplace for code. It's a marketplace for ways of doing things, right? And there's a competition. I want to thank Karsten for sending me these slides. This is now going back to 2008, right? The very first web map shootout. WMS shootout, and I can remember the look on Andrea Aime's face, like, GeoServer is going to be faster than MapServer. Like, he was fired up, right? The point is he was fired up, right? There's competition in this community, but it's healthy competition, right? We're spurring each other to work better, right? To do better, to accomplish more. And so OSGeo, I think, is a market. It's about choice. Markets are about being able to choose between things, right? And so it's a market, but it's not like in the way that you're used to thinking of a market, right? And so I would like to quote the great Volker Misch, who said in his talk on geodata and IPFS, "I'm not selling a product or a project. I'm selling an exciting future." Before you applaud, sorry. So this is a great quote, right? I'm here also to sell you an exciting future, but maybe not like you think. I mean exciting in the same sense as interesting, in the sense perhaps of the Chinese quote, "May you live in interesting times." Because we live in an interesting time. Maybe not in a good way, right? So the world that we live in, the Amazon is on fire, the sea levels are rising. There's an epidemic of Ebola currently in Central Africa. Fascism is once again on the rise, along with racist violence in places that didn't have it for a while. And our governments are in chaos, right? If we were to cast around and look for what is the thing that led us to this situation, right? It could be summed up as a market in which there is only one source of value, right? Like, the capitalism gives you a market in which the only source of value is money. And monetization has now given us the world that we just described. Here we go. I wish I had my notes in front of me. Dan Bielefeld from the Transitional Justice Working Group gave a talk about recording extrajudicial executions in North Korea, right? And he was talking about sort of why did his organization choose OSGeo software on which to build their platform, right? Because someday we're hoping that there will be some kind of reconciliation. The data that they are using will be, the data that they're collecting will be used to heal a society, right? And he said, well, why don't they just use the, he said, uh, You can buy a proprietary software license. They have a nonprofit version that you can get for $100. And like, we have $100, you know, a year. He said, but we don't know what we're going to do with our project next year. We don't know where it's going to go. And we don't want to limit what we will be able to do in the future someday, in some bright, hopeful future, right? Because we chose to take this proprietary nonprofit license today. And I submit to you that the world that we live in, right, the world that has been in some ways created for us, is not going to be fixed using the same methods and the same means and the same forms of value that brought us to where we are today. So, it's like I wanted to give you a funny talk, and I can just sort of keep stuffing buzzwords in there, right? And I will. But what I really want to know is, what do you... Now, this is kind of funny, because like this, there are people in this room that are doing this exact thing. It's not just like we're actually doing this. This is a miracle. And this is it. You people are miracle workers. We're actually doing this. This is not just a joke. And this is what I'm trying to get at, right? Is you, because you have been driven by what you value, and what you value is not just monetization, right? You are able to work miracles that other people have not been able to do. And our world is very much in need of miraculous healing. So I want to I want to invite you to ask yourself, what is it that you value? So in closing, I will say, you're awesome. And your software is awesome. But your software is useless without each other. Without the community that sustains your work, that sustains the values that you bring to your work, and that challenges you and sustains you into a future that is going to be very interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Skylar. Thank you very much. Refreshing.